Devil's Holiday. Lucifer takes a vacation on Earth and meets a client.
Hello. Remember me? Lucifer is the name. Ta-ta, don't jump like that, dear lady. I haven't come for you yet. Oh, no. A lot of sulfuric acid has to flow under the bridge before I'm ready for you. But when I am, I can promise you a real bubble bath. Soap, but no hope. I do trust you don't object to mixed bathing because you probably have a companion. Oh, quite a gentleman, really. Gervase Axman, last of one of England's most ancient families. Hopelessly inbred, you know. It wasn't a case of the family needing new blood. What they needed was blood of any kind. Still, there was no excuse for Gervase to seek his share by brutally murdering his neighbour's wife. Why wouldn't his own wife have done? What's a wife for? But then, Felder, of course, didn't appeal to him. He had to go gallivanting among the peasants like a 16th century squire with 20th century results. You know, I was done out of Gervase. They changed the charge to manslaughter, and he got 10 years. Yes. Yeah, but there's hope, because today he was released. The moment I heard the news, I came hot-footing up here to... to what? To have someone pay the devil his due. And as far as I'm concerned, Gervase is not only due, but overdue. On the small, neat Buckinghamshire farm which Felder has carried on, alone, unassisted, for 8 years, all is calm, all is still. Ah, me, a peaceful, bucolic scene. It seems a pity to disturb it. But what has to be, has to be. So...
Go in, you stubborn... Gotcha.
And very neatly done, if I may say so.
Charles! I didn't know you were there.
No, you were making such an infernal row, hitching that Claudio tractor. You couldn't hear my car.
Nice to see you anyway. Come and have tea. It's almost time.
Oh, but aren't you going to work? I don't want to interrupt you, my dear. I know how busy...
Work? Oh, you mean the plough. No, that's ready for tomorrow.
Caro started today. I just drove past and saw him ploughing his long field by the road.
Caro works with the calendar. I work with the soil.
Still, ploughing up day is ploughing up day hereabouts.
There's a time for everything, and I plough tomorrow. Now come and have that tea.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Felder. Looking out from this window, the farm looks a picture.
Yes, I think so too. It's been hard, but it's been worth it. Here's your tea.
I wonder what Gervase will think of it.
He'll never see it. He's done with it. He told me to sell it when he... I sold it to myself. The money's in his bank in London. He knows it. So there's nothing to bring him back, is there?
There's you.
I was the first thing he threw away. Now the farm isn't here for him. Neither am I.
And what if he doesn't quite see it that way?
I won't have him here. This is my world. The world I made for myself when he smashed my other. He robbed me of everything, of himself, of his children, of my respect.
Never your respect, Felder. You've kept it and nourished it. You're highly respected and you know it.
I'll never forgive him for what he did. Never.
My dear, Rita Caro has been dead a long time and Gervase has paid.
Rita Caro... Do you think it's for her that I'm so bitter? I'm the one he killed. And Gervase hasn't paid. He hasn't begun to pay.
Felder, I have something to tell you. He was released today.
Released? How do you know? He still has 2 years.
Good conduct. London rang me. They thought he'd make for home.
What home?
And as chief constable, they thought I should know. Left it to my discretion to warn Carrow.
Warn him?
Your husband has threatened to harm him. He claims it was Carrow killed Rita when he found out about her and Gervaise.
He always has. Right from the day he was arrested.
There's a train gets in from London at 4. That's why I drove over.
In case he comes here.
I know he'll come here.
There's a train back to London at 7.
And what if he refuses to go?
Carrow has remarried. Let him go there.
Oh, my dear.
Well, we shall soon know. If he were on the 4 o'clock, he'd just be getting here.
Well, surely it takes more than 20 minutes to walk from the station.
An hour by the main road. 20 minutes if one uses the lane and cuts across my hollow field. Gervaise always comes that way. Used to come, I mean. Remember?
Lucky for William Carrow. If Gervaise came the long way, he'd see Carrow ploughing. And, anything might happen.
You warned him.
Yes, as I drove by. He's ready.
And I'm waiting.
Yes, we're both waiting.
It's quite a reception committee for dear Gervaise. Oh, what a welcome home. Oh, well, I shall make up for it when it comes to me for the long weekend. I think that should be the last weekend. Now let's turn the clock back a few minutes, say half an hour, and see what's happening at the equally ancient farm of William Carrow, whose first wife was enamored of Gervaise Axman and died for it, and whose second wife is equally flighty. Descriptive word, eh? Wouldn't it be strange if lightning struck twice, eh?
William! Why, what are you doing back at the house this early?
Kerosene. Did I hear a car as I drove tractor up to barn?
Got good ears, William.
Good eyes, too. Hear that, lass? Good eyes.
I don't know what you mean.
You didn't say you were going to village.
I'm not.
You've been?
I haven't been out of the house all day.
Kind of prettied up, then, aren't you, lass?
What's the good of having pretty clothes if I never wear them?
All right behind bar of fox and grapes, then things, Martha. But they don't go well on farm. Get them off. They make me sick.
Oh, do they? Well, let me tell you, they don't make everyone sick.
Who's been here with you? Well?
No one's been here with me, as you put it. It was Chief Constable, if you must know.
Chief Blowhard, you mean? What did he want?
To tell you a friend of yours might be calling on you. Gervaise Axman.
He's out? They've let him out?
Today. What's the matter, William? You've gone white.
Killed her, he did. Took her from me and then killed her. Let him come. I'll be ready. It'll be my turn this time.
You know, I never did believe Gervaise Axman killed her.
Didn't I catch him there in woods standing over her like the murdering dog he is?
Well, when I was at the Fox and Grapes, some people thought as it was someone else killed her. And he only found her like he said. Some people said you put the blame on him. Only said you'd warned him away from her. So you could get your hands on the farm like you've always wanted.
He killed her, I tell you. And you'd better not go saying any contrary, or I'll...
Lay a finger on me, William Carrow, and there'll be another death in your family. I mean it.
You've been a back-chatting faggot ever since I wed you. Be careful you don't try me too far. I got ploughing to do. See my supper's ready when I come in. And like I tell you, take off them silks. You're not behind bar now.
No. Not now. Not yet.
You'll note the general air of happy gaiety which pervades this district. These characters had better watch out, or some impecunious author will put them in a play. Well, there you are. That's what happened 30 minutes before Sir Charles Barton, Chief Constable of the county, sat in the low-beam living room of Felder Axman's farmhouse, awaiting the prophesied arrival of Gervaise.
5 o'clock. He can't be coming. Not today, anyway.
What made you so certain he was, Charles?
Oh, I wasn't certain. I only thought, well, where else would he come?
Where else indeed, Charles?
Gervaise!
You're looking well, Felder. Hard work suits you. Those overalls, too. Quite the land girl, aren't you? Oh, excuse me. Am I interrupting anything private?
Chavez.
Well, how are you, old man? I came to extend the welcoming hand. We thought you'd turn up. But where have you been? Your train got in at 4, didn't it?
I came the long way round by the main road. It takes a full hour, you know. Am I too late for tea?
Felder?
I'll make fresh.
No, don't bother. I'll have a whiskey instead. I trust you've been looking after my wife, Charles, as a good friend should.
Charles has been a wonderful friend to me.
Good. And have you also been a wonderful friend to me too, Charles?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Queer, but I don't know.
Then kindly don't make insinuations.
Charles!
Look here, Felder. Gervais and I have to have a talk. You run away for a few minutes while
No.
But he's got to be told.
Told?
Told that you're no longer welcome in this house. That Felder regards you with contempt and loathing.
Well, suppose Felder herself tells me this. Felder?
Gervais, I thought... Oh, I don't know what I thought.
You've got a cool nerve, I must say, X-Men. Expecting to walk into your wife's arms after serving 8 years for murder. You can see how she feels about you. You caused her enough trouble and unhappiness. Why don't you go?
I'll go when she tells me.
What have you come back for? You sold the farm. You've lost your wife.
And yet they're both still here.
Are they? You'll soon discover there's nothing here for you. Nothing.
Well, if there's nothing, then there's nothing. By the same token, there's nothing here for you either. Is there, Felder?
Welcome home, Gervais.
Felder, you can't. You can't do this. No.
Hello? Yes, speaking. Yes. Yes, he's here. One moment. It's for you, Charles.
Thank you. Hello. Yes, Sergeant. Well? Why? He's been what? Yes, yes, I'll come at once, right away. You can't do it, Felder. And I'll tell you why you can't. They've just found William Carew beside his tractor. He's been murdered.
Well, I'm sorry we had to lose old Carew. He was such a happy soul. Not that your loss is my gain. Just wait over there, please, Mr. Carew. Yes, by the elevator. Well, what's Felder going to do now? Peacon situation, don't you think? Fancy her changing the way she did. But then, that's women for you. For you, my friends, not for me. Well, with two murders on his hands, I think Chavez needs a rest, don't you? In fact, I think we all need one. So, relax.
With the falling of the curtain on Act One of Devil's Holiday, we pause for a brief announcement. We resume our story with the second act of Devil's Holiday.
Oh, my. A pleasant rest from this exhausting business of catching you mortals with your... To continue. Scarcely had Felder Axman suddenly made a complete about-face and welcomed her newly released from prison husband Gervais, then came the horrifying news that William Carew had been done to death. William Carew, husband of the woman for whose manslaughter Gervais spent 8 years in prison.
William Carew... Husband of the woman you made love to and murdered. The man you swore to do to death as you did his wife.
I can't stand it. I can't. It's horrible. Horrible.
Felder, come back.
Why? So that I can be next? For a wild moment before that phone rang, I thought I'd been wrong. That everyone had been wrong. But what did you do less than an hour after you got off the train? Killed again, went straight for William Carew and blotted out his life just as you did...
Oh. Lay a finger on her again.
Shut up, both of you. You particularly, Barton. Felder, you're hysterical, but I thank God for it. I know what it means, what you feel and why. It isn't horror at what you think I've done. It's resentment that I may have done something to snatch away the happiness you were just reaching out for. Isn't that it?
I hope they hang you this time.
And they will. Axeman, you're under arrest. I have to go, but I'll send a man back, and if you're not still here, or if you've harmed Felder in any way...
Which do you hope I'll do?
Don't try anything. Felder, I must go. I hate leaving you like this, but after all, I am Chief Constable, and... Well...
I'll be all right. I'm not afraid. Not anymore.
Good. I'll hurry back as quickly as I can. Remember what I said, Axeman?
I'll try to, but at the moment I'm remembering what someone else said.
What do you mean?
Go and find out who killed Caro, then come back. I'd like to hear your theory.
You'll hear more than that. You'll hear a death sentence.
Felder, listen to me. You must believe me. I didn't do this. I didn't kill Rita either. And perhaps Caro's death will help me prove it.
How?
I don't know when he was killed, but I saw his tractor standing in his long field as I came by. He was underneath it, fixing something. At least I suppose that's what he was doing, but... Felder, he must have been dead then.
Gervais, how did you get here from the station?
The long way, the main road. How else could I have seen Caro's tractor?
The long way? Why?
I had to think. After all, I'd not seen you for 8 years.
You came that way because you knew you'd meet Caro ploughing.
Darling, I didn't know that. How could I?
It's ploughing up day, remember? Caro always ploughs on this date, and forget the darling.
Look, it takes an hour of solid walking to get here from the station. What do you think I did? Saw Caro on his tractor, climbed the fence, biffed him and walked on? Oh, have some sense.
You could have done that and then doubled back to the lane and come in the short way across Hollow Field. Is that what you did, Gervais?
Yes, I could have done that, couldn't I? But why should I? Why should I kill Caro?
Hasn't that been your dominating thought ever since? The other one? To get even? Didn't you shout it in court? Haven't you said it ever since?
Yes, I said it, and until a couple of minutes ago I meant it.
There!
But would I be fool enough to kill him the moment I'm in the district? When everyone's expecting me to attack him?
Perhaps you've become clever. Cleverer than you were.
Yes. Yes, perhaps I have. And not before it's time. Like to know something.
What?
8 years ago, who was it brought me the message that Rita Caro wanted me to meet her in Folly Woods?
Why, Charles, of course. Charles! You're not suggesting...
That was reluctantly dragged out of him at the trial. When I got there, she was dead. A minute later, Caro turned up. Who told him where his wife was?
Charles? But Caro asked him.
What if Rita was already dead when Charles gave me the message? And Charles knew it.
You're mad. To accuse Charles of... Why? Why would he do it?
Felder, think back. When did he first ask you to marry him? And how often since?
Dear, dear, dear. All this raking over the old murder. Well, there's a lovely, fresh one to be discussed. It's so much time-wasting. Why can't the man admit the deed and be hanged to him? Let's get on. That's what I say. Yes. Let's visit the spot marked X. Lovely day for a murder, don't you think? But then, so were the other 364. While in leap years...
There he is. Just like I found him. Except for the bit of canvas.
The body hasn't been touched, sir. Not since I've been here.
Good. We'll need more men on this job, Sergeant. And some plain clothes chaps as well. You cut off back to the house and ring through. There's a good chap.
Right through, sir.
And tell me, Mrs. Caro, did you actually see this fellow Axeman attack your husband?
I didn't see a thing, sir. Except what's here. I heard the tractor stop and stay stopped. So I came out and down the fields. Saw him lying there, under the tractor, dead. That's when I went and rang the police. Who did it, sir? Was it Mr. Axeman, do you think?
Seems a strange coincidence if he didn't. This happening so soon after I warned him. I stopped as I drove past, you know, after I'd left your house, and repeated the warning I'd given you. See? There are my footprints leading up to the tractor across his ploughland.
Yes, I see them. But Where are Mr. Axman's footprints?
Here, I say, I don't like this. This is not turning out the way I... What's that, Lily? What? Yes. Yes, that's right. And excuse me, friends. That was my secretary pointing out that... Well, never mind. From now on, I'm only an interested onlooker. A very interested. I was still interested early next morning when an arrest was imminent.
Oh, yes. I'll admit it's only circumstantial evidence, but it is evidence. Here's what you did, Axman. You left the train and, taking the main road, went straight to Carrow's farm, to where his long field borders the road. You waited in the hedge until he'd finished a furrow towards you and had turned his tractor and had his back to you. And then you struck him down.
Go on.
Then you nipped back down the main road, used the lane, cut across your wife's hollow field, and got here to the house. It takes just 1 hour to do that. We've just timed it.
Supporting evidence? What about footprints? Were mine found on Carrow's plough land?
You walked on the hard, unploughed land. It's quite simple to prove.
All cut and dried, isn't it? Just like the other. Tell me, Charles, if you wanted to get rid of me, why didn't you just kill me instead of killing two others?
That's not very funny.
May I ask a question?
Felder, this must be an awful ordeal for you. Won't you leave the sergeant and me to settle this and get it over?
Somehow, Charles, I don't think it is over. Mrs. Carrow, what time did Sir Charles leave your house yesterday afternoon?
3:45 it was. William drove up less than a minute later, filled up with kerosene and went back and started ploughing again. I could hear him.
That'd be when I stopped him.
Time?
Oh, let's say 4:55. I was here by 4, wasn't I?
The train got in at 4. It would have taken Gervaise 1/4 hour to reach Carrow's farm. That makes 20 minutes he had.
Who had 20 minutes?
Carrow, to get on with his ploughing. Only he didn't get on. He didn't plough another inch after Charles spoke to him.
How do you mean?
You admit, so does the sergeant and Mrs. Carrow, that your footprints go right up to the tractor. If William Carrow had restarted ploughing after you left Charles, there'd have been time for a band of untrod ploughing 6 feet wide between your footprints and where the tractor was stopped.
That's right.
So, why didn't he restart ploughing after you left him, Charles?
Oh, how do I know?
Apart from Gervaise, you were the last person to see him alive.
That's possibly so.
It is on circumstantial evidence.
So, if you can't prove that Gervaise used the shortcut through Hollow Field, the case against him falls down. Because unless he used the shortcut, he wouldn't have had time to kill Carrow and be here by 5.
Not quite. For the case against him to fall down, he'll have to prove he didn't take the shortcut through Hollowfield.
And if he can...
But I can't, Felder. How can I?
Come over to the window. All of you. Now look out. Over there is Hollowfield. The field through which Gervaise is supposed to have taken a shortcut yesterday. As you will see, it's fresh ploughed.
But Felder...
If he crossed that field, his footprints will show in the ploughing. I can assure you there are none.
Well, Sir Charles, looks like this clears him, don't it?
Shut up! Felder, when was that field ploughed?
Why, yesterday morning, of course. It was ploughing up day.
But yesterday at 4, you told me you wouldn't be starting to plough before today.
You must be mistaken, Charles. There's a time for everything, and ploughing up day is ploughing up day hereabouts.
Why, this makes Sir Charles the last person to have seen William alive, doesn't it?
On circumstantial evidence, yes. But I'd hardly think it's strong enough to blow out my brains if I were you, Charles. They could never prove a thing. And neither can you.
Oh, what a clever boy that Gervaise Axman is. Yes, what a recruit he'd make. Yes, a pity to lose him. But I got William Carrow, and that night I got the Chief Constable Sir Charles Barton. He left a confession to the murder of Rita Carrow, but strangely denied killing William. How did the miracle take place? All the previous night, while her husband slept peacefully in his bed. Felder Axman drove her tractor and plow up and down Hollow Field, putting a swathe of safety around her husband. Women are funny, you know. While Felder traveled up and down that field, she was crying silently, because each time she came to the middle, the light of her tractor lamp lit the deep, fresh impressions of a man's shoes on the dew-damp ground. Ready, gentlemen? Going down.
Devil's Holiday is a Donovan Joyce production.